What do you do when your best friend is copying your business model? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. My name's Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can find me over at choosetohaveitall.com, and today we're diving into a bit of a sticky situation. What happens when you have a biz bestie, a business mentor, a business colleague who you talk to about your business, go over your business plans with, dream about your business with, and suddenly you start to see that their business is looking an awful lot like yours is? What do you say? What are you asking for in terms of change? And can you preserve the relationship? It gets a little dicey. Here goes. Heather, my best friend and I started our online businesses at the same time. I offer done-for-you tech services, and she's building an affiliate business offering parenting advice and reviewing parenting products. My business is experiencing more success than hers. This weird and uncomfortable thing keeps happening where I'm trying something, it works, and soon after, she's replicating it for her business. It feels like she's copying me, and it's making me uncomfortable. We're not competitors by any means, and my clients will never be her clients, obviously, and I want to help her, but something's feeling off. I haven't been able to say what's upsetting me, but I know I need to say something. What's my deal? Why am I so bothered by this? And what am I supposed to be saying? Okay. You do get to be bothered by this. You do get to have a reaction. And sometimes I think what happens to people when they're having an emotional reaction to something and they don't understand it, they tell themselves a story that they don't get to have it. And you immediately find yourself starting to rationalize that you shouldn't be upset, that it's not a big deal, and you put it under the rug. I can tell you, after 20 years of offering therapy, couples counseling systems, couples counseling services, relationship advice to people, the worst possible thing you can do in this situation is to say nothing. It becomes the pee under the mattress. It goes under the rug, but it ends up tripping you up sooner rather than later. You can't skip the hard conversation, but I love what you're asking here in terms of what's really bothering me and what am I supposed to say. Before we can figure out the script, we do need to get to the heart of the matter here of finding out what really is bothering you. And what I'm reading in between the lines is that you feel like she's building her business on the back of yours, that you're spending the time reviewing and learning strategies, you're trying new things, you're putting yourself out there. She's kind of waiting to see if it works, and then if it does, she's doing it for herself. I also, in your letter, am reading a lack of reciprocity. You don't mention ways that she's helped you, ways that she's offered you advice, ways that she's given you feedback and helped you improve your business. So it's starting, I imagine, even though you guys are friends, even though you're not competitors in the business space, it might start to feel like she's almost using you for free coaching and free advice. So you're left with this feeling of being taken advantage of, but because you're not competitors, you're telling yourself a story that you don't get to feel that way. That's where we need to get you to stop and pause and take a deep breath. Because you absolutely get to tell her what you're thinking, how you're feeling, and what you're reacting to. But before you have the conversation, you also have to get clear with yourself a little bit about what you would like her to do differently, or how you need your relationship to change, and the way you talk about your businesses, and the ways you strategize together. Perhaps you're looking for more privacy. This is a multi-layered issue, and I think I can get you on the other side of it. So I want you to think about what I just said here, and then just hang tight, stay tuned, and I'm going to find you right on the other side of this break. Mm-hmm. One of the things that really stands out in this letter is the lack of her asking for permission or for the go-ahead before she takes what you're doing and implements it into her own business. It seems almost like she's making the assumption that she can, and perhaps at some point in time in your friendship, this was the unwritten rule that you guys were both, you know, trying new things and like pasta, throwing it on the wall and seeing if it sticks. But at some point, your ideas were catching on faster, so it started to feel like maybe she was taking less initiative in her own business, waiting to see what you did with yours so that she could implement it and reduce her own risk of failure or rejection. So one of the things I want you to think about is, what is it that you want and need in these transactions? When you're talking about your business plan, is it your hope that she asks you for permission, that she asks your opinion, that she only replicates certain parts of your business but not others? You're so busy telling yourself that you shouldn't have this reaction because of the fact that the two of you are competitors, that I don't think you're getting really clear on what are the parts that are okay. How has it been going that's working for you? What do you like about your relationship? What do you like about this arrangement? What's working? Because you want to start there in your conversation to be able to say, hi friend, I really enjoy that we've started this dream together. I enjoy that we both had a vision for what we wanted to accomplish and we're both taking action towards it. Lately though, it started to feel different. What I used to like was A, B, and C. But lately, it's starting to feel like X, Y, Z. You want to get really clear for yourself about what's working. What do you like? What do you appreciate? What do you not want to change in this whole arrangement? Because as soon as you say, I don't like this, or I'm unhappy with, the first thing that'll happen for your friend is she's going to have her own emotional reaction. She might be appalled. She might be embarrassed, ashamed. She might start to feel defensive. She might engage in a conflict with you and tell you she disagrees with you. You have no idea what her reaction to the criticism and the feedback's going to be, but you want to lead with a strengths perspective, especially if you're looking to preserve this relationship. There was nothing in your letter that implied that you're doubting the friendship, that you don't want to do this anymore. It really sounded to me like you just need to do this differently, that you need to feel more respected in the process, that you want to be included in the parts of your business model that she's taking and using for herself and feeling like you're not getting taken advantage of. The best way to do this is for you to get really clear on what's working, what's not, and what do you need to have happened differently. So if I gave you a crystal ball and you were able to say, perfect resolution to this problem would look like A, B, and C, and I could guarantee you that her feelings wouldn't be hurt, she would have absolutely no reaction to this, what would you want her to be doing differently? How would you want her to change? And what would you need to stay the same? Because I think what happens is we get blocked from thinking that through because we get distracted by the emotional reaction our friend or important person might have to us. But this is the part that nobody else needs to know. You wrote me a letter, I don't even need to know it. But these are the questions you need to have answered for yourself. What's working? What's not? And what would you like to have happen differently? Next, we get to the part where you probably heard me talk about on the show already, the communicating transparently part. The moment where you talk to your friend and you get really clear on what you want them to know or think. So you want to lead with, just like I walked you through just a moment ago, this is what's working. This is how I've been feeling recently. This is what I would like to ask that we do differently. Could we try? You want to get it organized, because if you just talk about the things that are making you unhappy, the things that are not working, the thoughts and feelings of frustration and discouragement that you're having, your friend isn't going to know how to solve it. You have to have some idea of what needs to be done differently. And I would urge you to sit tight until you know that. And then what I would suggest is a review time, that you not make this the final solution, because at some point in time, you didn't know you were going to feel this way. You didn't know that you were going to be exchanging business ideas, strategies, and thoughts. Your friend was going to take an idea and run with it, and you were going to feel like your own business plan and own business strategies had been stolen. You didn't know you were going to have that reaction. So because of that, you don't know what will actually work and start to feel better. So I would work with the person, and I would tell your friend above and beyond your, and if this is true, obviously only if this is true, but above and beyond, your friendship is really important to me, and I don't want business to affect that. I'm having this hard conversation with you because I want our friendship to remain strong and resilient, and I want our friendship to survive this. So if that's not true and you're asking for a change in the friendship, that's a whole nother conversation. But basically that's what I'm reading in your letter, that you want to continue even being business colleagues. You just need it to look differently. So I would say that. And then I would say, can we try this for the next month? Can we try maybe A, B, and C? And then in a month, review it to see if it still feels good for you and if it feels good for me. And then I would take a moment and I would ask your friend, have you had any reactions to our business arrangement? Are there any parts of this that are kind of feeling weird? Because I can tell you from my side of the couch, that happens a lot. When one person's experiencing more success than the other person, or one person's offering more help than the other person, the lack of reciprocity starts to affect the relationship, and you can open the door for that conversation and just exchange it. And sometimes simply hearing your friend's perspective and what she's been thinking and feeling can help give you perspective on your own reactions, because sometimes you're reacting to all of the unwritten scripts that are beneath the surface of the action that you don't even know about. So open, honest conversation both ways, where there's reciprocity and equal exchange of thoughts, ideas, and feelings, is going to set you up for way more success than a conflict-ridden, confrontational type of conversation where it's, you did this, I don't like it, I'm not happy, I need this to change. And it's a heck of a lot better than not having the conversation at all and suddenly ending up in a gigantic conflict 3 months down the road when the straw breaks your back. So I want you to just get still with yourself. And I want you to recognize that and remind yourself that relationships are messy. The answer isn't always cut and dried. And sometimes if you can just normalize it and talk to your friend about that and say, well, shoot, we never experienced this. We didn't think our businesses would land us here. We never imagined having this problem. But now that we are, let's just address it. Let's fix it so we can go back to the business of being friends. I think that what happens when hard conversations are imagined or perceived is you start imagining the worst case scenario, that the friendship's going to have to end, that you're going to end up in this huge, gigantic fight, that nothing's going to be able to be solved or resolved. And if you can slow yourself down to, well, we just didn't know we were going to have this problem, normalize it a little bit, be matter of fact about the conversation, you guys are going to be able to pave the way for a much easier conversation down the line. And so often we avoid conversations because we think they're going to be harder than they actually end up being. So just take a deep breath, get clear on what you need to change, and then prepare yourself to have that hard conversation. Boundaries are so tricky. We usually don't know that we feel like they've been crossed until someone stepped on them. These are hard conversations, but they're not impossible conversations. They're just a little bit awkward and uncomfortable for everybody involved. But the natural consequence of not having them is so much worse. We're going to keep talking about boundaries on this show, how to have them, how to maintain them, how to talk about them, because it really is the core of knowing who we are and how we move through the world. We need to have boundaries and be able to respect our own boundaries in order to set ourselves up and our lives and our businesses up for success. It's really a crucial component to this conversation, so stay tuned too. We'll still talk about it, and hopefully if I didn't answer your question today, I'll get to it in a future episode. Thanks to everybody who took a time to listen into today's question and answer. I hope it's helped you think about your own hard conversations and how to prepare yourself for them. And if you have a question on a situation in your life or business that you'd like my two cents on, do consider reaching out to me. You can find me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. I also would invite you to head over to the podcast app or iTunes and leave a review for the show. Let other people know that you're getting value from it, that you're enjoying it, and that it's a show worth listening to. I certainly appreciate your time today, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.